Hi, everyone. I hope everyone is safe. I hope everyone is healthy. We pray for those who are suffering from this horrible disease, and we pray for those who are cooped up and trying to get back to work or get back to school. It's a rough time for everyone. Things here are starting to pick up a little bit. The government's hoping to open things up. I know in various places around the world, it's really not so easy. In America, in England, in Europe, Australia, I think, is online with us. But we pray for everybody. What I'm going to say today is very not PC. The Torah is what the Torah is, and the Torah gives instructions. And I think these instructions are incredibly important. We're in Shlishi and Parshas Emor, and it's going to say some things that really are jarring. People like their religion served warm and fuzzy and comfortable and PC, and everything is everyone's the same and it's all good. It's kind of part of modernity, and there may be wonderful things about that. But today's parsha is going to say something very not. And I want to look at a piece called an Nitziv that's going to highlight the complexity of religious experience and kind of being careful with your religious experience. So the Torah says, "V'merashom Moshe l'mor d'ver al Aaron v'l'banav." Again, Shishi and Parshas Emor. The El Kol Bnei Yisrael Marta Lehem Ish Ish Bnei Beit Yisrael Menager B'Yisrael Asher Yakriv Korbano the Kol Nidreham the Kol Nidvotam Asher Kriv Hashem Leola. If you're bringing a korban ola, a korban ola, remember, is completely burned up on the Mizbeach. You're going to bring a korban ola as an adav or a neder. So you take a vow, or you somehow or other want to bring a present to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And we'll talk about the reasons in a second. L'bitzonchem tamim zachar v'bakar v'ksavim uva'izin. It has to be complete, solid, perfect. A male has to be, if it's going to be from the, either has to be from the cows or from the sheep or from the goats. I think they'd say the herd, the flock. Kol asher bo mum lo takrivu. If it has a blemish, you may not bring it. Now, that's a lotase. It's a prohibition. Kilo l'ratzon yilachem. For if you bring a blemished animal, it's not going to be acceptable on the Mizbeach. And this is going to continue throughout our Aliyah. V'yishkiya kriv zevach shlamim l'ashem l'fila neder or l'ndavav bakar b'tzom. If you want to make a vow to bring a animal as a sacrifice, tamim yil l'ratzon kol mum, well, yabo, it may not have a blemish. And the commentaries are all going to explain why it needs to repeat over and over again. There are different korbanot, and some korbanot you might think could have a blemish, even if you give them as a not to offer on the Mizbeach, not be burned up, but maybe you're giving a donation to the Beit HaMikdash, and you think, well, that doesn't have to be pure. No, it does too. Averet, or Shavur, or Charutz, or Yabelet, or Garav, or Yalefet, lo takrivu el Hashem. If it has any of these things, it's broken, or it's lame, or it has growths, even growths that you can't see so clearly because under the fur, or nasty scrapes or whatever, don't bring them. You cannot bring anything which is not perfect to the altar. Again, if it's got any type of blemish, blemish could be one from birth. If you wanted it received later on, it doesn't matter. And the Aliyah continues pretty much in this this description of korbanot. As gifts to the altar, they have to be perfect. The Nitziv says something kind of wild that he... Now, we know that sacrifices, korbanot, have a parallel within tefillah. So here we're talking about gift sacrifices and donation sacrifices, and they have to be pure. And he alludes the first pasuk that we read, I believe, the second pasuk we read, when you're speaking, each and every person, every individual from Beit Yisrael, doesn't matter who you are, a ger, or if you're a born Jew, when you bring a korban, the kol nidreham, the kol nidrotam, nidvotam, asher yakriv l'Hashem le'ola. No matter what, it has to be pure. And then Siv says the following. He talks about the nature of nidava, not only in regards to korban, but also in regards to tefillah. And he says that he'd already explained earlier on in the very beginning of Parshas Vayikra that the ola ba'al tachlit la sig dat l'kim. people bring korban ola because they want to somehow or other reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sometimes for nevuah. That appears in Hosea, it appears in Shmuel. Shaul did that. And he says, Hine, beginning of the Yikra, we explained what Chazal said. Adam ki akriv, I'd say an individual. Hainu, Adam shu echad me'elef. One person, shu mi shabali po b'yisrael klal yun sham orach. At the beginning, he talks about a shaliach tzibor that comes on behalf of everybody. So that's a type of sacrifice which parallels a prayer of the tefillah of the shaliach tzibor. Well, Khan, here, Marba Dam Shmi Vibi Chuletzmo, here we're talking about a person who is bringing a sacrifice as a gift offering to God on his own. You don't have to be one of a thousand people. It can't be everybody. It has to be a Talmud Chacham, has to be a person who understands why he's bringing the Korban. Their Korbanot, which you're obligated to bring, and everyone brings them. But if you want to do extra credit, then you have to do everything else right. And he said, brings now a parallel to prayer. If you want your prayer to be accepted, it can't be blemished at all. And there's something an individual who wants to approach God individually. Which is not true about a regular person. A person who hasn't really pierced through the levels of education to understand the nature of individual prayer, such that he wants to bring a special extra prayer. And we love V Ola Nadava, he should not bring extra credit exercises. Vareza Kitfilat Nidava Shainli Balel in those shoes I hear but Kavanah Kuvarba Shulchan Aruch. And you shouldn't bring, in which case you shouldn't pray a Nidava, again, three times a day, you have to pray. But a Nidava, an extra prayer, don't bring that unless you are really a person who has spent a long time preparing for it. And he quotes the Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch says the following: Harotili Palel Tfilat Nidava, Tzrichye Makir et Atzmo. A person who wants to pray an extra prayer has to really know himself. Zariz, Zahir, Babubidato, he has to be zealous, be prepared properly and cautious. He has to understand himself. Shechul Chavim Betfilato Marosh Watso. The prayer can be perfect from beginning to end, just like the animal can't have a mum, so too your prayer has to be unblemished. But Eino Yachol Chaven Yafeh, if a person can't bring the extra credit perfectly, Karim Be Lamali Rose Yivchechem. The Shulchan Aruch quotes a pasuk from the Nevi'im, from Yeshayahu. Why are you bringing me all these korban notes? I wish that you would just say your first three prayers, your obligatory prayers, properly three times a day and don't worry about the extra credit. There are a few things that leap out at me. One is that when you approach the Mikdash, it's not fuzzy, it's not a joke, it's something which requires a tremendous amount of yirah. In our day and age, I think yirat elokim, the awe of God, the standing back and saying, wow, I'm approaching the divine, is something which has kind of been, not highlighted enough. It's a very serious thing to approach God. We like the vision of God as the Father, and we're His children, and we approach Him. But there's also an aspect of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the Adon HaKol, the Melech. You don't approach the Melech whenever you want. You don't approach the Melech unless you're properly prepared. The same thing is true about the Korban, as it is about Tefillah. But when you approach in Tefillah, you really have to prepare properly for it. I know that nowadays, many people are davening at home. I know I'm davening at home. We, for the first time, went for Friday night davening with Tzibur on the street. It was really a surreal experience. Some people have been doing it for a while, but because of my home situation, I have not been doing that, but we did it. It's imperfect. We're trying our best. This is one of the areas, I think, where Chassidut and the Misnagdim kind of conflicted. The Misnagdim, and you see this reflected in Rabbi Soloveitchik, is the same thing, but it's straight out of Shulchan Aruch. Don't pray at Tefillat Nedava unless you're really, really ready for it. Try your best praying your three tefillot a day. Whereas the Hasidim, I think, were a little more open to approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu whenever they felt like it, and that might be why Hasidut, in a certain way, echoes better, hits the hearts better of many people today than the Misnagdim. The Misnagdim are following straight out of Shulchan Aruch. When you approach God, You have to take it very, very seriously. In our prayers, we have to work on making them tamim. It's not easy. I heard Rosh Shachter suggest that now that people are praying at home, maybe it's an ideal time to take extra time davening, to take extra time when you're in shul. Sometimes you don't have full control over the speed and if you can work it out, but here's our chance, our opportunity, perhaps to focus a little better on our tefillah, to make them a korban tamim, l'ritzon chem, so that they indeed will be accepted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We pray for everybody that their prayer should be heard and that we should find a cure to this horrible disease speedily. I know that Israel has supposedly just come through with a great breakthrough, as it was on the New York Times today. Let's hope that that breakthrough really works and that we can really get our lives back together, just because so many people are in need right now in all kinds of ways, whether it be food scarcity, whether it be just people are nervous about their educations, nervous about their parnasa, and nervous about their health. And it's really a difficult time. We need our prayers. We pray for everybody and make our tefillot as good as they can possibly be, and everyone stay healthy and well.
But the good of this.